Hey guys, an anxious man here. It's currently June 2nd, 2:05 a.m. Thought I'd record this video now. Probably not going to post it up now. I'll probably post it up in the morning. Just want to say I hope you guys are doing well, whoever's watching this. And this video is strictly for the anxious. Anybody can watch it, obviously. I can't control that. But this video is for me to you. The anxious person, the person who has anxiety, deals with it every minute of every day on one level or another. Whether you're, you know, high functioning and you're be able to, you know, just sort of get through your day, do what you got to do, and just have the internal chatter, physical anxiety, hypochondria, all the different kinds of anxieties there are, to the person who is feels like they're paralyzed by it. And I've gone from one end of the spectrum to the other, back and forth. This video is for you. So like I said, everyone else, you know, if you're watching, I hope you enjoy it. But specifically, this is for the anxious. I'll start by saying, you know, obviously we've gone from just simply being in a global pandemic here in the United States because of a murder that was caught on tape, and I'm not going to talk a lot about this, not because I don't care about it, because I just want to talk about anxiety, my experience, and hopefully how I can help myself, and in doing so, help you. Obviously, I do believe that Black Lives Matter. I believe that what happened was terrible. I do not go outside in crowds. I mean, I ride my bike, I'll go take a walk, I'll sit in my backyard, not a lot, but I will leave my house. So I won't go to work. I will not protest. I will not go to a large group of people. I just don't feel safe. Simply from the pandemic, possibility of getting sick, and also just, you know, right now, crowds of people just sound like a nightmare to me. If you feel like that, but you feel like you want to do something, if at this point you haven't figured out what you can do, you can donate. I donated. I'll put some links in the description below. You could donate to a lot of different causes right now. I donated to an organization that basically puts the money in accounts so that when protesters get arrested, they can get bailed out of jail. I'm not going to talk a lot of politics. I'm not going to talk a lot about this. I just wanted to mention at the beginning of the video. Like I said, I'll put the links in the description. If you're someone who is concerned and wants to do something other than just say you're going to do something or post something, you actually want to do something if you can, I think that's the route you should go if you don't feel like you can actually get out there because of, you know, your anxiety. That being said, I want to talk about, obviously, the state of affairs, you know, like I just mentioned, plus I think what we're all very much aware of. High anxiety for everybody, for a myriad of reasons, all from different experiences, all people in different walks of life are, and different, you know, countries are experiencing their anxiety, you know, and again, like I said, in a myriad of ways. Now, for me, here's my advice. Here's what the video is about. Don't feel bad. And I'm saying this to myself, and I'm saying this to everyone watching this who has anxiety. Like I said, this video is pretty much strictly for people with anxiety. Don't feel bad shutting off and turning away from social media, from the news, or from any of the things that are overwhelming you right now. I do understand that there's lots of rhetoric out there, you know, about who's doing, who's active, who's not active, who's you know, hurting the situation we're in, who's making it better, etc. All that being said, my advice, and again, I am not a doctor, I'm just another guy with anxiety, just like you, man, woman, or everything in between. To turn it off. I was having a conversation with a friend about this earlier today. Like I said, do what you can do if you can do anything. If you can't do anything, that's okay too. But Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, you know, even YouTube, you are the final arbiter of what you consume and what you think and what you do. And I think we do forget that. I think, and again, I'll speak for myself. I am addicted to social media, addicted to information. It's almost hard not to look at least a few times a day. I'm trying to limit myself to a certain amount of hours per day. I put a notification, a timer on my Instagram, so I won't go more than an hour and a half on Instagram. I don't think I've hit it yet. I think I started it yesterday, Sunday. I think that's a good start. But if you feel like it's overwhelming for whatever reason, why ever you're feeling it, if it's giving you anxiety, if you feel like you're going to have a panic attack, do not worry about what other people think or what you think they think. Stop. Turn it off. Put it away. Turn your phone off. Sign out of Facebook. If you can't even be on YouTube, get off YouTube. Read a book. Watch something on Netflix. Meditate. Whatever you would do if you weren't consuming information, do that. Do it for a couple hours if you need to. Do it for a day. Do it for a week. Do it as long as you need to do it. What's triggering me right now, other than the obvious things that I mentioned a little bit in the beginning of the video, and again, that I think we're all fully aware of, is just in general, I made my last video was about, you know, fighting in the comments and not fighting in the comments, about the aggressiveness of social media, the confrontational aspect of it. I think we all know people in our lives, in our family, friends, circles, acquaintances, work friends, who are confrontational in nature. Why they are truly is none of our business. It could be their own issue, their own shame, their own anxiety, their own mental illness, whatever the issue is. Me personally, I'm non-confrontational. And I do believe, I guess it's in my opinion, but I do believe, based on experience, confrontational people love to get into it with non-confrontational people. They get off on it. I think we all know someone like that. It's in the way they talk. It's in the way they text. It's in their demeanor. They want an argument, or they want something from you. I honestly don't even know what it is. It's power, or they want to see you squirm, especially if they know you don't like it. The internet, which is not a person, it's made up of, you know, half the population of the planet, is that. No matter what you say, no matter how you feel, there will be someone with opposite, contrarian, contrary of what you think, feel, and say. Some people, I'm sure, if you research it, I'm sure there is a lot of people out there, whether they're professional or just regular people, who would be for or against that statement I just said. Some people might say, hey, social media is good. We need to get it out there, all the feelings, all the emotions, all the thoughts, all the opinions, and just get it out of our system. And some people might say the opposite. Irrelevant. Irrelevant to this video, irrelevant to what I'm talking about. I know how I feel, and I think it's safe. I think it's a safe assumption that a lot of people, I follow a Facebook group that I've talked about before in the videos. I actually don't like the group. I have nothing against the people themselves, but it's almost as if the group itself is used as like a WebMD, or you know, it's like an echo chamber for like hypochondriacs and people with anxiety and other mental illnesses. I understand the need for communication. I understand the need, but a lot of the times it seems to me like it's just like reassurance. People who are like ruminating out loud, or, you know, virtually. And of course, again, there could be people who are for or against it. I could sometimes be for it and sometimes be against it. But I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing other people who are reacting, or even if they're not reacting directly or commenting directly on what's going on, if you're in a group or you see it on online, anxious groups groups for about mental illness, you can see the toll, the quarantine, the state of affairs is taking on everyone, every single person is affected in one way or another. I'm speaking strictly to the anxious, to myself and people like me and people like you, and I'm saying, don't feel bad. Do not worry about what people will think of you, friend, family, foe, coworker, acquaintance, or what you think they'll think of you. Like, I know narrative that I go through in my head is, you know exactly who in your life, and I mentioned just a little moment ago, but you know exactly to the person who would, or who you think, whether they've done it before or you've seen them do it to other people and assume they're doing it to you, you know, that kind of dynamic we have with other people, who would say X, Y, and Z about how you feel, what you're doing, how you're doing it, etc. Whether it's real or imagined or both, ignore it. Ignore it. Get offline. Get away from social media. Get away from, like I said, it could be for a couple hours, a full day, a week, the rest of the month. Whatever you need to do for your mental state, for your mental health, do it. Do it. As long as it doesn't involve hurting yourself, physically hurting yourself, or physically hurting someone else, do it. That's my advice. That's what this video is about. Like I said, I haven't had a panic attack in years. It's probably, like, again, 2 years, maybe more. I didn't keep track. You know, it's funny when you're having lots of panic and anxiety. Maybe in the moment you're not keeping track, but you're fully aware of, like, how much is happening, you know, on some level. And then once you start feeling quote-unquote better, you start losing, you know, I think we too easily overlook feeling good, feeling comfortable, feeling happy, content, in the moment, whatever it is, and are hyper-aware and overly concerned with when it's not going well. Kind of like now. So, like I said, if you are having panic a lot, there's things you can do. I would not stop you, and I would definitely do my best to point you in the right direction or talk to you if you need to. If you want to reach out to me, you can definitely do that. For the most part, at least for the rest of today, Tuesday, I'm going to post this on YouTube. I'll put it up on Facebook, which is where you probably have seen it, or on Instagram, and I'm not really going to stay on those platforms for my own mental health. And I'm trying to practice what I preach. I'm not trying to allow the things I think people will think about me into my mind so much. I know that's easier said than done. It's going to happen. And it's a lot harder than it sounds to just, like, let things go and all the things you learn through meditation, or if you watch people like Alan Watts or other people have spoken about on the channel here. But like I said, this video is strictly for the anxious. I want you to know that whatever you're feeling is fine. It's okay. It sucks, but it's okay. And one of the things I like to practice and, try it is letting the feelings, you know, allowing them. Our first reaction is to flee, you know, mentally or physically. And I have that thought several times a day, you know, to be perfectly honest. I want to leave my environment. I want to leave the room I'm in. I want to leave the house I'm in. I want to leave the, you know, whatever, my geography. I want to change my geography. Or I want to leave the thought. I want to get away from what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, whatever it is. You know, people who have chronic anxiety know, and I will speak from experience here, even when I'm feeling good, Brene Brown talks about this all the time, even I'm having a good moment, sitting by the fire, sitting with my family, and actually I'm enjoying it. I'm not anxious by all the people talking, or the group of people itself is not making me anxious. I'm actually calm. Then the anxiety comes up in a different way. It's not the actual overstimulation, overthinking, ruminating. It's the, oh shit, it's calm. Nothing's going on. What's going to happen? Something's going on. It's like your mind can't allow the calmness. So I know it can be hard to, be calm or seek it or try to turn away from social media, turn away from the information, because on one hand, you know the information is causing anxiety, and then you have the anxiety from not knowing what's going on. It's a paradox, a double-edged sword. It sucks all around. However, try to figure out something. For me, it's making these videos 100% from day one, from 2017. The minute I started recording these videos, I started feeling better. Was it the cure-all? No. Was it the only thing that I need to do? No. But talking out loud to obviously no one, I mean, you're watching this, but right now I'm talking to a plastic camera and a microphone, helps. There's plenty of research to show that talking to yourself, maybe not out loud in public because you might get some looks, but whatever, do what you got to do, in your car, in your head, talking to yourself and answering yourself as if it's another person is not crazy. It's not only is it healthy, it helps a lot. Look it up. Do it. Talk to yourself. Record a video. Even if, and I've been saying this from day one, even if you either A, never want to look at that video again because it's, you know, you're not ready to, maybe you feel embarrassed or you don't want to hear the things you said over again, or two, you don't want anyone to see it, whatever. Even if you don't ever want to watch it again, and even if you don't ever want to show it to anyone, if just the act of filming yourself makes it easier to talk out loud in your closet, as I'm doing, or in your car, or in your bathroom, or wherever, do it. Do what works, and stop doing what doesn't work. Now, having said that, what doesn't work? It's trial and error. Some of the things we think work, or some of the things we're just used to doing that are actually making anxiety worse, sometimes it depends where you are in your learning about yourself. I know through, I'm approaching my fourth year, you know, in August it'll be 4 years of therapy. I had a lot of aha moments in therapy. I would say things to my therapist, and, you know, every once in a while she'd go, whoa, back up. And then I'd repeat myself, and then she would point out that narrative I was telling myself, or that coping mechanism, or that strategy was counterproductive, sometimes really badly so. So I understand it's hard to figure out what works, what doesn't work. But I'm sure, like every human being, you have a hobby, something, hobby, a positive distraction, as I like to call it. Find whatever it is, even if it's two things, even if it's one thing, and put all your time and energy into that, and take as much time as you need. I think right now, more than ever, the mental health of all of us, me, you, and everyone else, is being strained for a myriad of reasons. The list is endless. And like I said, regardless of friend, foe, stranger, don't worry or regard what they think, whether they're telling you the thing that they're thinking, or you think they think something that is counter to what you think you need to do to keep yourself centered, or at least safe. And I say that word not loosely, safe from, again, harming yourself or others, or, you know, having panic, severe anxiety attacks, or worse. Whatever you need to do, do it. You know, do what you have to do. My biggest thing is, even though I know, on one hand, we just, especially now, want to be in the know, you know, information is like this. Every time you refresh Instagram, there's more. More memes, more videos, more information, more words, more people's opinions, more anger, and it's just a mix of every emotion. We are going through every single possible human emotion there is all at the same time. And it's a lot. Don't be afraid to tell yourself and understand that it's a lot. And like I said, even me, you know, I think of those people in my life that I know, whether they're my family or they're friends or foes, you know, I don't think I have any haters, but the people that you know will take advantage of your, I don't know what the right word is. I don't want to use the word weakness, but take advantage of maybe an insecurity or a vulnerability, as Brené Brown would put it, a vulnerability. There's people in our lives that we know either A, openly and directly take advantage, whether it's confrontation, cynicism, whatever it is, or we've seen them do it. I'm disregarding the internet because the internet is everything and is, I think, can be the most beautiful thing in the world or the worst thing in the world. But I think you know what I mean. The people, the cynical, confrontational types. And I think that's part of it. I talk to my therapist about this all the time. I know it's not just me. I know it's millions upon millions of people. Brené Brown's books are mostly about it, the shame and vulnerability. You know, we feel like either we're not enough, we don't deserve, we haven't earned, and the list goes on. And that includes, you know, objects, actual possessions, and states of mind. I don't deserve to be happy. I don't deserve to be loved. I don't deserve to be peaceful. I don't deserve to be calm. I don't deserve to be, etc. I suggest, who better than me, way better than me, Brené Brown. Like I said, you are the final arbiter. You control the food, the drink, and the information that you put in your body. I understand right now you may want to put, you know, all this information that's out there in your head. But be aware, be mindful of what's happening. And like I said, I'm speaking from my experience. I'm speaking from how I feel right now and how I've been feeling for weeks, you know, months. If you need to stop, stop. Just stop. Turn Instagram off. Turn your phone off. I know that sounds super easy, but I found myself, you know, I've been doing it the past 2 days, like turning it off for big chunks of the day. And I'll reach for it and I'll grab it. So I actually have to keep it away from me. You know, I keep it in this room where I record, and I'll be in the other room, you know, watching something or doing whatever. But yeah, do what you have to do. Figure out your system and just unplug for a little bit. Maybe not entirely. Like I said, obviously you're watching this on YouTube, so you can pick what you watch on YouTube. You can avoid the news and the nonstop information. Brené Brown, her TED Talk, her Netflix special, audiobooks. I use an app called Libby, Libby. If you have a library card, you can download the Libby app to your phone. I think if you have a Kindle, I think it's called Overdrive. I might be incorrect. But Libby, I borrow books from the library to my phone. I prefer audiobooks. I don't know if it's ADD or whatever it is. Reading, it doesn't like... hold me. Audio really helps and works. And I have I struggle with that too. My mind's always going. That's the anxious brain. Even when I'm in a quote-unquote good mood or I'm calm or I think I'm focused, she'll say a sentence and it'll send me on like a thought, you know, train. And I'll have to go back and, you know, so reading for me sometimes in the past, I've noticed that I'll read a page, get to the bottom and be like, I don't even know what I just read. And go back to the top and do it 2-3 times. It's exhausting. So I choose audiobooks, but do whatever you need to do. There's a lot of good stuff on YouTube. Like I said, look up Brené Brown. I put her, I think it's just BrenéBrown.com. I'll put it in the description below, but that's the website. Her books are for sale. If you want to buy the audiobooks or buy the physical copies, definitely look her up here on YouTube. Look her up on Netflix. Alan Watts, I put some of his videos links to his videos. I'll do it again for this one. It'll be below in the description. Start there. You know, if you don't have an outlet or you don't know where to start or you're afraid you're going to start scrolling through YouTube and go down a rabbit hole of, you know, chaos, whatever that means for you. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of Alan Watts videos. A lot of them are long. Some of them are 7 minutes long. Some of them are 4 hours long. You know, there's a 24-hour Terrence McKenna video. Someone strung together a lot of his talks from like the 80s and the 90s. That's out there. It's 24 hours long. So I got like 6 or 7 hours in, and I haven't gone back to it in like a month. But it's there. Look it up. If you don't know who Terrence McKenna is, look him up. Lots of things out there you can do. But like I said, most importantly, do what will work, what has worked. Try to find new things. But whatever has worked, I'd say start there and focus on that. And my biggest advice, my biggest pointer, whatever you want to call it, for this video, again, strictly for the anxious, get away from social media. You know, if you feel like you need to be, you're an activist, whatever it is, a few hours, a day, however long it needs to be. Me, it could be a couple hours, could be a day, I don't know. It depends how I feel. But I know that scrolling through Facebook, scrolling through Instagram, doesn't make me feel good. And again, I don't want to talk about any specific, we all know what's going on out there. Your mental health is number one priority. Do not give a shit who disagrees with your methods. If you need to do something for your state, your mental state, do it. Do it. Put blinders on, put earphones on, metaphorically or, you know, literally, and do what you have to do. Take some of my advice if you want to reach out to me. My email address, I'll put it below. It's theluniverse@gmail.com. You also can email me. My full name is Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, .R-A-I-O, which is my last name, lewis.rayo@yahoo.com. I'll put that down there, too. You can find me on Instagram. I would prefer you comment it on YouTube. If you don't want to make a public comment, email me or DM me on Instagram. Tell me you saw my video, and we can talk. Like I said, I can't actually, quote-unquote, help. I mean, I hope this helps, but you know what I mean. I'm not a doctor. I can help you. I can point you in the right direction. If you need someone to talk to for a little bit, I can do that. We can only, as we see today in the world, the only people who are helping us is us. It's always been that way. It is just more evident now. It's us. People helping people. That's it. That's all I'll say on the matter. So, do what you have to do. I hope you're doing well. If you are, I want to hear about it. If you're not, and you want to reach out, and you can, reach out to me. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Don't feel shame. I know it's vulnerable, but don't. Don't feel like bad about it, or you're bothering me. I am telling you, it's completely fine, and I mean it. I hope this video helped. Like I said, it helps me. Just making the video actually makes me feel better. 100%. And that's another tool that I have in my toolbox. I actually make these videos and I post them. But if you want to just talk to yourself, just talk out your thoughts. As Brene Brown puts it, it's called a first draft. She talks about writing in a journal. But this is I do write. I have been making a point to write something every day. Something like poetry-esque or just thoughts. Like a first kind of draft kind of thing. And it's been helping a lot. But if you just want to record yourself, just talk to yourself, just to get it out loud, actually out loud, do it. If you could do it in your head, that's great too. But just do what works for you, what makes you feel better, what helps, what keeps you calm. And like I said, I suggest unplugging as long as you need to, but see what works for you. Everyone's different. I hope you're well. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're not sick, literally, like physically sick, and mentally, I hope you're doing well, despite everything that's going on. And like I said, check out the information I'm putting down in the description. If you want to reach out to me, you absolutely can. Check out Brene Brown, check out Alan Watts, check out Terrence McKenna. These people, Terrence McKenna is not really someone who talks a lot about, mental health, I wouldn't call him a philosopher, but it's someone interesting to listen to. He's got a lot of good points about things. And again, you're the final arbiter. You control what information, just like you control the food that you put in your body, you control the information that goes in your body. So be mindful of what you're consuming. Thank you guys for watching. I hope you're well. I said it a million times, but I do. I really do. I really hope you're well. Hope to see you out there. I really do. Peace.